The JoLynn Braley Show, Episode 33, How Your Ego is Keeping You Fat. And welcome. This is JoLynn Braley, weight loss mindset expert and founder of the Inner Self Diet. And this is the JoLynn Braley Show. Join me on today's show as I go beyond the food to the real issue, your mindset. Yes, I understand and I completely have been there myself in the past, but today, you are suffering from diet mentality, which tells you that in order to lose weight and keep it off, that you need to do another food diet. Well, how many times have you done that in your lifetime? Have those food diets given you struggle-free, lasting success with your weight? No, they have not, and they will not, and the reason is because they are only 10% of the solution. Mindset is 90% of the solution if you crave permanent success with your weight. If you would love to leave all of your ongoing, frustrating, shameful, irritating food and weight struggles behind you, then your mindset must shift significantly. And this does mean that you really can leave your emotional eating, binge eating, night eating, stuffing, Sunday late supper eating, food obsessions, beating yourself up mentally and emotionally, black and white thinking, perfectionism, self-sabotage, and any other negative, unhealthy behavior that is contributing to your overeating and your overweight body. And all of these behaviors are symptoms of your FAT mindset. Your mindset, which is grounded in fear attracting thoughts. You know you have an FAT mindset because you cannot stop overeating and you cannot lose weight and keep it off. You really can leave all of those struggles behind you once you get a weight loss mindset. This is the work that I do with exceptional women and a few cool men in my proprietary proven step-by-step system, the Inner Self Diet. Do the steps of the Inner Self Diet, you will achieve full freedom from your ongoing food and weight struggles. Continue to chase food diets. I'm sure that there's another new book coming out today. Continue to take that route and you will continue to struggle. Why? Because those food diets cannot solve what is 90% of your problem. They cannot heal the root of your ongoing food and weight struggles. And your ongoing food and weight struggles have absolutely nothing to do with food or exercise or your excess fat on your body. Yes, the key is mindset. All high achievers know this. Albert Einstein knew this. Dr. Wayne Dyer knows this. Louise Hay knows this. Even Mary Kay of Mary Kay Cosmetics knows this. Any high achiever knows that mindset is 90% of your success. 10% is the action that you take to create what you want in your life. And in this case, you're talking about creating a healthy, fit, sexy, good-feeling body. Sure, you know that you need to eat healthy, you know that you need to exercise, you know you need to live a healthy lifestyle in order to drop that fat and keep it off. A little piddly food diet will never give you that result. You will always continue to boomerang back just like you always have done, and you will fall back into your old ways unless you change your inner self. That is the key. Today's show is on the topic of how your ego keeps you fat. Before I go on any further, for you to find out more right now, about your mindset, just go over to fearlessfatloss.com and grab my free 5-day e-course. It will help you learn more about what's really been stopping you from losing weight for good, and I'll also share with you in that what you can do about it. And that's at fearlessfatloss.com. All right, today's topic, how your ego keeps you fat. Wow, this is a really huge problem if you allow it to be. You don't have to allow your ego to keep you fat. You don't have to allow it to keep keeping you fat. You really can step out from behind your ego and get the help that you need to solve all of your never-ending food and weight struggles. So let's take a look at how your ego is doing this to you right now. How is your ego keeping you fat? All right. The number one way that your ego will keep you fat is you tell yourself that you think you know it all and you don't need any help. That losing weight should be very easy, that all you need to do is take out that diet book again and just do what the diet says. You've lost 20, 30, 50 pounds doing that same diet throughout your lifetime, and even though you've been struggling with this problem since you were a child, which you can prove that to yourself right now, just go back in time, and as you do that, find the first time in your memories that you remember first struggling with food or your weight. You either told yourself you were fat, or someone else said you were fat, or someone said that you needed to stop eating so much. It's very easy for you to find that. And look at the age you were, 7, 10, 12, whatever age you were. Subtract that age from your current age, and you'll get the total number of years that this problem has been percolating within you. When you look at that number, whether that's 20, 30, 40, or more years that you've been struggling with this problem, with yourself, with food, with your body image, with weight, does it make sense that this is why those little piddly food diets have never solved this issue for you? Now, of course, you can continue to tell yourself that you think you know it all and that nobody should need to help you and that all you need to do is do another diet. You can do that. Will that diet give you lasting struggle-free success with your weight? No. You will not get that until you heal the root of this inner self problem. And I'll tell you right now, the reason why what I do with my clients, why the inner self diet always works, here's why. You were not born an overeater. You were not born an emotional eater, a compulsive overeater. You were not addicted to food when you were born. In fact, little babies will turn their head away if you try to force food on them and they are not hungry. It is their parents that get all freaked out and shove food down the baby's throat thinking they need more to eat, and then the baby will either throw it up or they'll spit it out. When you were a baby, you were naturally slender. Somewhere along the way, you got totally off track, and now here you are in all this struggle. How do you unravel all of those years of struggle on your own? I don't know how you would do that. I couldn't do it on my own. The way that I went from a size 12 to an 8 in 2 months back in 2010 is by hiring my own coaches to help me, even though I already had all the skills that I needed because I was already coaching my own clients to success with their weight. It's very interesting because I see this phenomena in coaches and in other helper professionals especially. And it's very interesting because these are people who are helping others to get success, and this could be in any area of life, but for some reason they have the mindset that because they are a coach, they should be able to solve and fix all of their own inner self struggles. The problem with this is that their ego is keeping them fat, and it's only serving to keep them stuck. And this is a symptom of an FAT mindset. Now, how would you know that this is you? Well, all you have to do is look at your track record, look at your experience in your life. Over all these years of struggling with how you eat and your body, have you ever achieved permanent success with your weight? Ever? If you had, then you wouldn't be listening to me right now, would you? And so, if you already knew how to do this, then you would have already done it, right? You would have no reason whatsoever to be listening to me on the JoLynn Braley Show. And so, you know, you just need to look at, do you like the results that you're getting in your life and in your body and in your mind? If you like those results, if it's not that big of a deal for you to struggle with food and your weight, then keep doing what you're doing. I would recommend that you stop listening to this podcast, because why not just get out there and live your life and just do what you're doing? However, if you're still listening, then you are very smart, and you do recognize that you have never solved this problem on your own, and so that would lead you to believe that, yes, you do need help. Just like, here's a great example. Imagine if your transmission were to break down in your vehicle right now. Would you tell yourself that because you're so smart and you're so successful in the other areas of your life, which I'm sure you are, would you tell yourself that you should be able to fix your own transmission? Of course, you would never do that. You would take your car to a car mechanic and you'd have them fix it for you. You'd pay them money and they would fix it for you. Why would you think that you could solve a problem that has been going on your entire life on your own when you've never solved it? What is the difference between this issue that you have with food and your weight and the issue of your transmission going out in your car? Why is it so easy for you to allow the car mechanic to help you, and it's so difficult for you to allow a professional to help you break free of all of your ongoing food and weight struggles, to actually end the binge eating, the emotional eating, the night eating, the stuffing yourself, the insecurities, the fears, the self-doubts, the negative self-talk, the blame, to end all of that? Why would you want to continue to live like that? Aren't you worth more than your car? I say you are, but only you can see that for yourself. What else is interesting is the fact that your vehicle here on this planet is your body. That body is what carries you around. It carries around your mindset. Now, of course, you can't move your body without your mind. You have to have a mind. Your mindset goes with you everywhere, and when your mindset is FAT, that FAT mindset is going with you everywhere. Again, though, we're back to the vehicle topic. Why is it so easy for you to get help when it's your car, but you believe that either you should somehow fix your food and weight struggles on your own, or that it's okay to suffer? Now, that's another issue which could be a whole topic. And while I'm speaking, I'm sure that you're having some kind of realizations about your own thoughts and your own beliefs. If you have the belief that you're supposed to suffer, then you're going to be pretty darn stuck. Life is not supposed to be a struggle for you. You really are supposed to enjoy your life, be living in the body of your dreams, be loving your body, having a healthy relationship with food. You're supposed to be having fun. Life is supposed to be good for you. All right? It is a false belief if you believe that you are supposed to suffer. It's also a false belief if you believe that you should be able to fix a problem on your own that you never have been able to fix. So, another way that your ego is keeping you fat is you play mind games with yourself. Your ego gets you caught up in magical thinking. And this is a way for the ego to keep you safe and to keep you stuck. You see, you actually, without even seeing it, because you're so entrenched in your comfort zone, You cannot even see how stuck you are, but your ego will keep telling you that someday your prince will come. And who is your prince? It could be a person who is going to suddenly make you feel better, which will never occur. Only you can make yourself feel better. Or what your prince is you think that there's some magical diet or magical miracle pill or cure that's about to come out on the market, and you'll take that and it will solve all of your problems with the food and the weight. It ain't gonna happen. If you want to end your struggles with food and your weight, to drop the fat and keep it off, it must be an inner self journey. No one is coming to save you. Only you can save yourself. And the way you do that is by getting the help that you need. Because otherwise, what are you going to do? You could go do another diet. Millions of people do that. Millions of people are under the mistaken thought that that little food diet will solve their overweight problems. Well, what happens when you do the diet again or make another New Year's resolution, force yourself to do another diet, join the gym, make yourself go, and then that quote-unquote something happens, and then you just go right back to your old ways? So how long does the diet last? How many pounds do you lose, and how many do you keep off, and how many do you regain, and then add on top of that regain, and then how many failures are you willing to suffer through until you finally can allow yourself to live the life you've always wanted to live without the struggle? The number three way that your ego is keeping you fat is your ego keeps you living in Tomorrowland, always telling yourself that you'll get it together tomorrow, that you'll solve it yourself tomorrow, that you'll start fresh tomorrow. You may even be telling yourself right now that this woman, Jolynn Braley, what does she know? I've got 5 diet books. I'm going to go out to the grocery store today, buy some more healthy food, and I'll just make myself eat better tomorrow. I've done it before. I can do it again. Why would you need to make yourself eat better? Why would you have to force yourself to do that? Why would you need to clean out your pantry and remove everything, all of the forbidden food, so that you can lose weight? If you actually had a weight loss mindset, you wouldn't do any of those things. You would want to eat healthy. If you had any other kinds of foods in your house, you wouldn't even feel compelled to eat them. You'd either give them away or, I don't know, maybe you'd have a cookie because you really want it. When you have a weight loss mindset and when you're living naturally slender, which are the results of the inner self diet, it doesn't mean you never eat a cookie. It doesn't mean you never have a piece of candy. It means that you are in complete alignment with yourself. You are a match on the inside to the body you want on the outside, and then your behaviors match up with that. There is no struggle. There's no stress. There's no willpower. There's no worry. There's no force. You eat healthy because you want to. You don't have to make yourself go do something and then get it together tomorrow. But when you have an FAT mindset, which is grounded in fear attracting thoughts, and your ego keeps telling you that tomorrow you'll be different, tomorrow you'll suddenly change. Well, what happens when tomorrow comes and then you're still telling yourself that tomorrow you'll change? You see, that tomorrow never gets here. But it's a great way for your ego to keep you very stuck and very comfortable. And it's very difficult for you to even see this when, after years of living in failure and frustration with your weight, you've actually gotten used to feeling bad about this. And until you have the transformation that the people that I work with in the Inner Self Diet, my clients, have, even the words I'm sharing with you right now, they will never give you the experience that actually living the experience will give you. You don't even realize how bad you feel right now until you feel really, really, really good. And the number on the scale will never give you that really, really, really good feeling. That is not what it's about. The only way that you can release that fat and do it struggle-free and have it be permanent and have it be very, very easy is to do the inner self work first. That's 90% of your current struggle. So your ego, it strives to keep you stuck in the muck, and that's due to your fears, which are the grounding force in your FAT mindset. Again, an FAT mindset is based in fear attracting thoughts. And that mindset is a direct match to overeating and an overweight body. The really good news is that once you transform on the inside and you get a weight loss mindset, then all of this muckmire that you're in now and all of your roadblocks that your ego throws up for you, your stuckness and continued cycle in your comfort zone, all of that is released. And it's done from the inside out. A little food diet, no matter who it is that puts the food diet together, it could be some wonderful doctor that you love and respect. It doesn't matter. Food diets are 10% of the solution. And I'm actually talking about healthy ones now. I'm not talking about silly little sprinkles or fad diets, pills, shakes, things like that. That's not a healthy lifestyle. Real food, real exercise, living day to day, healthy and fit for yourself because you want to. That's a healthy lifestyle. When you do that without struggle, there's nothing that can stop you from releasing the excess physical fat. If you can lose 1 pound struggle-free, then you can release another and another and another and another and another. There's no reason to doubt that when you have the experience. Of course, until you have the experience of struggle-free eating, struggle-free fat loss, struggle-free living, then these are just words. And if you really are serious about having this kind of a life of having a healthy relationship with food, having a healthy relationship with yourself, a healthy relationship with your body, living without deprivation, without struggle, without force, without willpower, then your first step to get all of these amazing results, which seem like magic, but it really isn't magic. There is no magic. You have to go through the journey of the inner self diet. Your first step to that, to getting these results in just a few short weeks, is to go to discovery-session.com and fill out the application for a complimentary one-on-one discovery session. That's your first step. It's only for you if you really are serious about releasing all of these ongoing food and weight struggles that you suffer with day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, holiday season after holiday season, on and on and on and on and on. If you want to dump that frump and leave all of those struggles behind you, you really can do it. And your first step is to fill out that application at discovery-session.com. So grab a piece of paper now, and I'm going to give you your questions to ask yourself. On every episode of the JoLynn Braley Show, I give you questions to ask yourself. And I strongly suggest you write these down on paper, and then you write your answers down on paper. If you only listen to me, you won't get any, you might get a 0.1% shift or realization or aha. If you type it on a keyboard, you might get maybe a 5% shift. There is no substitute for a piece of paper and a pen that you put in your hand, because there is a connection that occurs between the head, the brain, the heart, and the hand when you write on paper that you cannot get through a keyboard, and you certainly can't get it by just listening to me. So get out your paper. Here's your first question to ask yourself. What would be the number one biggest transformation in my life if I could actually live struggle-free with food and my weight? What would be the number one biggest transformation in my life if I could actually live struggle-free with food and my weight? And write that answer down. Of course, this is going to be an answer that goes far beyond your body and your weight. Whatever it is that you have been putting off because you feel so bad about yourself and you're so overweight and then you keep trying to feel better through food, whatever that thing is, that's what you're going to find in this question. Whether that is going for your dream job, starting your own business, taking your business to the multi-million dollar level, getting married actually, or dating so that you can meet the man of your dreams or the woman of your dreams, depending on who you are. Whatever that is, write down what your biggest transformation would be if you really could release all of this struggle with food and your weight. If you could feel absolutely fantastic about yourself, feel unstoppable, feel on top of the world, feel ultimate 100% self-confidence, feel so good in your own skin, have so much belief in yourself, have so much confidence in yourself that whatever idea you came up with, that you would follow through and take action with it. What would that be like for you? The second question to ask yourself, and write this down and then write your answer, how much longer exactly am I willing to wait to have these results? Exactly how much longer am I willing to wait to have these results? The results of struggle-free weight loss, the results of feeling 100% confident about yourself, the results of having 100% total belief in yourself. You know that if you don't believe in yourself, no one else will. And nobody else can believe in anything that you do or that you offer or that you say if you don't even believe. A big conundrum is if you don't believe that you can really have struggle-free permanent success with your weight. But as I shared a few minutes ago, the truth is that you came into this world struggle-free. You were not a compulsive overeater when you were a baby. You were not an overeater. You were none of those things. You knew when you were physically hungry. You knew when you were full. End of story. The last question to ask yourself is, exactly how am I going to get these results? Exactly how am I going to get these results of struggle-free, permanent success with my weight and the life of my dreams? The life of your dreams is what comes once you release all of these struggles, because you're not living the life that you've always wanted to live, because you're hiding behind the fat, because you're allowing your fears to stop you, and then you just go to the food and you eat more food to try to feel better, when all along that's just keeping you stuck. So write down on paper exactly how are you going to do this. What is your system? What is your step-by-step proven system? What is the proven way to get to this place where you feel absolutely fantastic about yourself? You have 100% confidence in yourself. You love your body. You've got a healthy relationship with food. Binge eating, emotional eating, all of that is in the past. You don't even remember being that person. It's hard to imagine that you ever lived like that. You become the person who goes through each holiday season, and it's not a big deal. If you want a piece of a gingerbread cookie or a gingerbread house, you have it, and it's not any big deal. If you don't want any, you don't have any. There's no compulsion, there's no pull, there's no magic about the food any longer. So as you have written down what your proven system is, how you're going to do this, if you wrote down on that paper anything that has to do with some kind of a diet or exercise program, some kind of an eating, a food diet, well, have you ever heard Einstein's definition of insanity? It goes like this: continuing to do the same thing over and over again while expecting a different result. If you have written down on your paper that the way that you're going to get struggle-free permanent weight loss, the specific way is to do another food diet or make yourself exercise, then start this podcast over, listen to it again, and listen to all of the other podcasts of the JoLynn Braley Show. And eventually you'll get the paradigm shift that those food diets and the exercise programs are only 10% of the solution. Those are not the way to struggle-free permanent weight loss. You have to do the 90%, which is an inner self journey, an inner self shift, so that you get the weight loss mindset, so that then you can live healthy and fit and do it without any struggle. Just do it because it's who you are. And to get those results in the least amount of time possible, what you do is you hire a professional to mentor you through the steps and to hold your hand and help you succeed right now. And your first step in that direction of success for yourself, I mean, why would you want to put that off, right? Why would you do that to yourself? You wouldn't. Unless you believe that you should suffer, and that would be a problem if you're telling yourself that. And that means that you are really stuck, and your ego is keeping you really stuck. But I'm going to assume that you believe that you deserve to feel fantastic and live in the body of your dreams, and that you do deserve to live struggle-free with food and with your weight. Your first step to getting those results in the least amount of time possible is over at discovery-session.com. Complete that application, send it in, and that's your first step. It's time for a commercial break. Today's sponsor of the JoLynn Braley Show is theinnerselfdiet.com. Go to theinnerselfdiet.com. You can grab my free 5-day e-course. It's titled, Is Your Mindset Fit or FAT? You will discover what has really been stopping you from losing weight for good, and I will also share with you what you can do about it. And you can grab that at theinnerselfdiet.com. Shoutouts. How do you get a shout-out from me on the JoLynn Braley Show? It's really simple. Go to thejolynnbraleyshow.com and click like to like our Facebook page, and I will give you a shout-out on an upcoming episode. It's very easy. I use only your first name, and that's how you get a shout-out from me on the show. I am more than happy to say hi to you like that, and thank you for listening to the JoLynn Braley Show. You can do that now at thejolynnbraleyshow.com. Let's go over what you learned today while we wrap up today's episode. What you learned today is how your ego is keeping you fat. Yes, your ego is very strong, and its job is to keep you comfortable and safe and keep you stuck in your comfort zone. If you allow that, you don't have to allow it, but if you do, it will keep you there. You learn that if you could have solved this lifelong struggle that you've been living with food and your weight, you would have already done it 10, 20, 30 years ago. You also learn that you, just like most other people, place a higher value on your car than you do on yourself. You're more than willing to get your transmission fixed and have a professional help you with that. But when it comes to your inner self transmission, that part of you that is 90% of your current struggle with food and your weight, you have to be just as willing to look at yourself as a bigger investment than a car transmission. I mean, heck, if you don't have your body, if you don't have yourself, then you don't have anything to drive that car, right? And your body is your vehicle here on this earth. You take your body and your mindset with you everywhere. How can you possibly separate your mind or your body from any area of your life. You also learned that the quickest and easiest way to get a weight loss mindset, to release all of your ongoing food and weight struggles, is to simply do the same steps that other people have already done before you, the steps that always work, the steps of the inner self diet. The inner self diet always works because you were not born an overeater. You were not born an emotional eater. You were a naturally slender person as a baby. You can be naturally slender again if you do the steps to heal the root of your issues with the food and the weight, and you get a weight loss mindset. You know, then all of this will be a thing of the past, and weight loss will be the easiest thing for you to do. You will actually have freedom from your food and weight struggles. All right, so be sure and go over to thejolynbraleyshow.com. Click like to like our Facebook page. You'll get a shout out from me on an upcoming show. If you're subscribed in iTunes, go ahead and give the show a 5-star rating. Next week's episode is Permanent Weight Loss. Do you really want it? And that will be Get Real, episode number 8 of the year. This is JoLynn Braley, weight loss mindset expert and founder of the Inner Self Diet. You've been listening to The JoLynn Braley Show. Go to discovery-session.com. Fill out that application for a complimentary weight loss discovery session if you believe you deserve to leave all your struggles in the past and do that now. Here's to your best life in your ideal body.